Good morning and welcome to the first episode ever of the Cliff Baseball Podcast. My name is Clifford Guerrero, and today we will be covering a couple of hot topics that are buzzing around the game of baseball today. We will start off by talking about pitchers responding to bat flips. Then we will move on to talk about how the Trump administration knocked a deal off that would have allowed Cuban baseball players to enter the United States legally and safely. Lastly, we will also be mentioning the potential impact that the new MLB rules will have on the game of baseball today. Today's first topic of discussion is about how pitchers respond to bat flips and why it needs to be stopped. A bat flip is when a player hits a home run and flips his bat. Pitchers feel like you are disrespecting them when you pimp a home run by looking at it or flipping the bat. So because they feel disrespected, most pitchers feel the need to send a message to the rest of the opposing team. That message comes in the form of hitting either the next batter or the same player who bat flipped when he comes back up to bat. Pitchers throwing at batters from the other team after bat flipping has been a thing for many years. I feel like this needs to be stopped because the chances of getting hurt off a hit by pitch is 50-50. Also, in a lot of situations, it causes the benches to clear. Last month, Chicago White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson hit a home run and flipped his bat to the dugout. The Kansas City Royals pitcher Brad Keller got really mad and pegged Tim Anderson later on in the game, which resulted in a bench clear. Players just want to show emotion whenever they do something good for their team. Pitchers themselves show lots of emotion sometimes after a big strikeout or after getting out of a tough jam. So why can't hitters do the same? The other interesting topic in today's show is about how the Trump administration said no to a deal that would have allowed Cuban baseball players to travel successfully and legally to the United States to play Major League Baseball. This is very unfortunate for Cuban players and MLB itself because Cuba holds a large amount of talent just like the Dominican Republic. The thing is that if Cubans want to play baseball in America or want to get signed internationally, they have to defect from their own country like current Cuban MLB players have done in the past. You got players like Yasiel Puig, Jose Fernandez, Jose Abreu, Aroldis Chapman, Yoenis Cespedes, and more that have defected from Cuba to be able to sign with an MLB team. In Cuba, MLB teams are not allowed to sign any players. These players have taken dangerous and nasty routes just to be able to get to play baseball in the United States. With the Trump administration saying no to this deal, it's very sad because these kids need to make a living, and if you have the power to make it easier for these kids to do that, then why not? It's not fair to them. The deal knockoff is going to prevent tons of young talent from being exposed to MLB scouts and to the MLB world. Our last topic of discussion today will speak about the impact that the new MLB rules will have on the game of baseball today. Come next year, 2020, the MLB will be bringing a large set of new rules that will most likely change the history of the game of baseball. It will also be changing the game and the way it's played. Since the amount of rules that are being changed is so large, we will only speak about a couple. One of the rules that stood out to me was the three-batter minimum rule. This rule means that pitchers will have to face a minimum of three batters or reach the end of the half inning before being taken out of the game, if the manager wants to take him out. The MLB is hoping that this rule speeds up the game with eliminating the amount of times a manager changes pitcher. Another rule that stood out to me was the new prize for winning the Home Run Derby. Guys who win the Home Run Derby now will be paid $1 million in prize. This will for sure attract more guys to participate in the Derby and will make it more competitive and fun. Another rule is the mound visits, which are being reduced by one visit. But the Atlantic League is experimenting with no mound visits. The Atlantic League is a league where the MLB is using to use and test the new rules that will be implemented next year. Another big one was that there has to be two infielders on each side of second base, which means that the shift will be eliminated come next year. The last one that stuck out to me was how they want to move the pitcher's mound back 2 feet. The pitcher's mound is already at 60 feet. Moving it back 2 feet will make it 62 feet, which means that pitchers will need to throw the ball harder to regain the velocity that they're losing when the mound is moved back 2 feet. That is all that we have for you guys today on the first ever episode of the Cliff Baseball Podcast. I would like to thank everybody who tuned in and want to let you know not to miss the next episode where we will get into more baseball talk. Have a good day, folks.